Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
But you've possibly found the best kept secret in business. He's handsome.
Handsome.
He's loud.
Loud.
He's got some tattoos.
Tattoos.
He'll tell you as it is.
And only wears a suit at a wedding or a funeral.
No jargon. No overcomplicated 300-stage program. Just upfront, honest, proven ideas, thoughts, and strategies.
That actually work.
So here's your host, the best-kept business secret probably anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Mark Ford.
Welcome to the Best Kept Business Secret podcast, a podcast determined to help you, the entrepreneur and the business owner, have your best year ever. It's hosted by me, Mark Ford, possibly the best kept business secret anywhere. And on this episode, I want to talk to you, yes, you, about something that can help you grow you and your business. And also clear up some misconceptions about what I do as an individual. Now, I've recently seen some very negative things about coaches. I read a lot of what people think coaches should do and how they do it. So here today, I want to clear up a few myths and perhaps put people like me in a very different light. But first, a very quick word from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.
Now, no matter how successful your small business, no owner has all the answers. None of you. But knowing when to look for outside help and who from is a challenge in itself. So, I'm going to take you through a few stages of what a business coach can do to give you and your business a bit of a leg up. One of the first things is that we help you take a step back. Small business owners often don't spend enough time thinking about where their business is going as opposed to the urgency of the day-to-day job. Entrepreneurs and business owners need to spend more time working on their business and the strategy to get them where they think they're going, as opposed to working all the hours God sends in it. During the recession, most businesses spent their time surviving, and trust me, it wasn't the happiest times for many. Some came out of it thinking they've got to do something positive and grow their business. Now, being coached is a good way that you can do that. One of the biggest things you can do is for at least that 1 hour a week, you can take that step back. Some of my most successful clients have taken a very big step back for a short period of time every week, so that they can review what they're doing personally, but also review where the business is headed on its current course. The quickest win is to step back and see what you're offering your customers and clients. Give them more of what they want and less of what they don't. Way too many businesses spend a fortune on promoting, making, and servicing stuff that, to be perfectly honest, no one gives a stuff about. Now, business coaches can also help you build your confidence. Whether or not you have a team around you, running your own business can be incredibly lonely. And there's no one to turn to when the chips are down or to reassure you that you're on the right path. A mentor provides reassurance that what you're doing is the right thing for you and your business. A great mentor will be there when the shit is hitting the fan, let alone when things are rosy. Everyone should have aspirations for their business. You'll think about the sorts of places where you should be selling and the partners that you should be working with. But it's a massive pain point when you don't have the confidence to do those things. Some think that their ambitions are just a pipe dream. But having a mentor, they'll help you work out whether those are realistic goals and also can give you that confidence to take your business forward. Helping small and medium-sized business owners see where their business can go is a big, part of coaching. It's our job to try and make business owners and entrepreneurs see what the opportunities are for their business. You become really preconditioned by what's happened in the past, not what can happen in the future. And a good coach will help you unlock those abilities that are hidden inside and give you the confidence to take on any difficult situation, times, and challenges that may be ahead. We'll also help you change your outlook. Now, many small business owners and entrepreneurs find themselves running a small business by accident. Many have fallen into it and certainly didn't take on any business studies earlier on in their lives. Redundancies, job dissatisfaction, life changes, and passion for what they do all play key roles in how people have ended up running a business. So changing your mindset from employee to owner can be a drastic shift. Recognizing what you have and what you could have are key aspects in growing that business. Now, don't trust a coach who'll give you a spreadsheet that makes you look like a millionaire or could be a millionaire in a few years' time. The average business doesn't even last a decade. 50% go bump in year one and another 50% in year two. When you get past the initial phase, this is where a great mentor will help you recognize what you've got and how best you can move forward and at what pace to grow it sustainably. Now, we can also help you focus on your business. From identifying new markets to turning your attention to your most profitable product or customer base, the objective view of a business mentor can be just what's needed to get your company out of a rut or take it to the next level. One of the best things a great coach can do is help you focus the business and you on the things that matter the most. Many have started the business as doers. They like to get into the day-to-day sort of stuff all the time. They enjoy it and they love it, especially businesses that are creative. But if you're creative and you're online, you have to have a really good business model and you need to have a niche. The doing part of the business is only part of the business, so there needs to be some direction and model for things going forward. Having a direction and niche can open up so many more opportunities than you think are available right now. And being helped to focus can clear the fog. It'll also help you spend that all-important marketing budget far more wisely than some tend to spend it now. We'll also help you make marginal gains. Like Team GB's world-beating track cycling team, success in business is often about making incremental improvements across the board. By looking at several key drivers in a business, a coach can help you make small and not seismic shifts in what's happening to result in possibly a huge year's performance. There's not one specific thing that will help grow or stabilize a business. A great coach will recognize that not one size fits all. It's more lots of little things that can make an impact collectively. Just by getting things together in one place and then being able to move forward knowing the full picture is possibly just a small task. But when later on you go through these numbers and facts, you're able to see the areas that you need to focus on. It can be just simple things you're probably ignoring or you think that you're in control of. It's not until you get these things down on paper and discuss it that you start identifying areas. And a really good coach pays for themselves. Now, yes, having a coach can be expensive, but if you've got the right one, it becomes free. They begin to pay for themselves by helping you grow and increase your sales and profit whilst helping you control your costs. I mentioned earlier that there are coaches that will make you spreadsheet millionaires. There are also ones that have picked up a coaching book and think they can coach. There are even ones that take you through programs that yield little or no results in some cases because they forget the fundamental point of a business. It's somebody's baby. It's somebody's pride and joy. People are very different. Therefore, businesses are also very different. Not one size fits all. And in that case, they shouldn't be treated as such. Find out about them. Speak to them. Visit their website. Are they part of a franchise? Have they run their own business? Do they commentate, write, or show any personal points of view when it comes to business? Have they had experience in what you do or show any drive or passion for what you do? Take up their free consultations and agree what works for you and not for them. Just remember, every world-class sports person, personality and business owner or entrepreneur has a coach, a mentor or an advisor. Small businesses shouldn't be any different. Granted, it needs to be the right one with the greatest amount of value to you. But then again, that's exactly the same no matter what the size of your business. And that's it for this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Nice, short, sharp little podcast. Hope you appreciate that. Just 10 minutes long today. I know last week's was more like an epic, so I apologise about that. But I just wanted to clear up a few things about coaching, and hopefully you're a little bit wiser. That's obviously not for me. That's for the whole industry. But look, if you want to find out a little bit more about me, go to www.markford, Mark spelt with a C, markford.uk, where you can see loads of free stuff. You've got more episodes of this podcast. There are videos. In fact, talking about videos, go and have a look at my YouTube channel, the Best Kept Business Secret YouTube channel. Lots of videos on there and free stuff for you to basically submerge yourself in and help grow your business so that you can have the best year ever. If you like the podcast, I'd really appreciate a review. If you don't, keep quiet. But if you really like the podcast, please give us a review. That'd be fantastic. Or if not, come out and say some words to me on Facebook, where you can find me at the Best Kept Business Secret Facebook page. Come and say hi. Come and tell me what you think of the podcast. Until next time, guys, I'll see you soon. Take care. Be brilliant. Have an amazing week. Bye-bye.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.